Today's Cotton Newsline is 5 cuts. All cuts are Harrison Ashley, Vice President of Gender Services for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
What we have done is we've sent out notices to the gins, and this has come about because of the issue of contamination, plastic contamination in particular. We want to make gins aware that we've had several incidences of plastic contamination finding its way all the way to the mill, and the mills have notified us of this. What we sent out was a notice to the ginners and to the industry, making them aware that this is an issue, that they need to do everything they can to ensure that plastic contamination does not end up in the ginning process and ultimately in the bale.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is coming from several different sources. Some of this is black plastic coming from vegetable production, and this is ending up in the cotton when cotton comes back in some of those acres. Also, we've had some issues with the John Deere round module wrapping material. When that's being removed from these modules, that too is finding its way into the ginning system and ultimately into the bale.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So what we have done is, again, we've made the industry aware of this. We've also developed a poster that shows where the proper area is to cut and remove these modules. In addition to that poster, the memo that was sent to the industry also includes several documents that were produced by John Deere on the proper handling and removal of that packaging material. And also, there is a contamination incidents reporting form that is on our website under the technical tab for mills to be able to report incidences of contamination, not only of plastic contamination, but all contamination.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Once a year, the Bale Packaging Committee meets. We have a series of recommendations and test programs that are agreed to. Every year, these materials, and that's either strapping or bale packaging materials, ends up in these test programs across the cotton belt. It's important that if you're using these systems, that if there are any issues with these products, either strapping or packaging materials, we need to know what your experience has been with them, and if there are any issues such as tie failures or packaging material breaks or tears and that sort of thing. If there are issues with these packaging materials, there is a spot on our website that you can go to, and you go to the National Cotton Council's website under the technical tab. You can find a sheet there to report your experiences with these test materials.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The bottom line here is that U.S. has always enjoyed a reputation for having some of the cleanest cotton in the world, and we want to maintain that reputation. And that's one of the reasons that we are really emphasizing the need to keep these materials out of our cotton. It should be 100% cotton, as pure as it possibly can be, and that's what our aim is, zero contamination.